President Bush is in California today. He'll inspect some of the damage from the recent wildfires in the state with Governor Gray Davis and Governor-elect Arnold Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger's victory in last month's recall election raised Republican hopes that the president has a chance of capturing California in next year's presidential race. Joining me now to discuss how the president is doing politically in California and the nation is Christopher Caldwell, a senior editor at the Weekly Standard. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Madeline.
In the 2000 presidential election, President Bush did very little campaigning in California. He lost the state to Al Gore by 1.2 million votes. Why is he paying more attention now? And is it realistic to hope that the Republicans could take the state?
Well, you know, in the last few presidential elections, California has looked like an automatic state for Democrats, and Republicans campaigned there not to win, but only to force the Democrats to expend resources and to give some ballast to the campaigns of local candidates. What's changed things is Schwarzenegger, and people in the White House are not yet sure whether this is a blip of anger in California or whether it's a shift. If it's a shift, then that makes Bush competitive. It won't make him the favorite, though.
Okay, nationally, Iraq is the biggest item on the president's agenda, and the Congress yesterday approved his request for $87 billion for military and aid operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. How much of a triumph is that for President Bush?
Oh, it's a big triumph, but it's an expensive one. In the planning stages of this war, remember, people thought that the Iraq occupation would be paying for itself by now through oil exports, etc. And here we are shelling out $87 billion, and you have an opposition that's making very popular points about not spending any more, only doing this through loans and oil credits. So the president got a terrific victory, but it looks like it's going to be the last such victory.
And back home, he's taking some hits on how he's handled the economy. He's trying to rectify that. He gave a speech yesterday in Birmingham, Alabama. So let's listen in on what he said.
We got the best workforce in the world here in America. Got incredibly high productivity gains, which is vital for competition and job creation in the long run. By reducing taxes, this administration kept a promise. We did the right thing at the right time for the American economy.
And Christopher, the latest economic figures seem to back the president up. They show a 7% increase in the GDP. That sounds impressive.
That's right. The latest numbers show a 7.2% increase in GDP. That's not going to be repeated because it's pretty dependent on the tax rebates that were given out in July and August. But it's an impressive number. The president's big problem now is the persistence of unemployment. But what the president is doing with this Alabama speech is to position himself to take credit for an upturn in employment when that occurs.
Now, you know the political realm very well. If you were in the campaign manager seat for the president, how would you be feeling right now?
I would be feeling confident but nervous. I think that the next election is anybody's guess. It's going to be a matter of motivating bases. It's going to be a question of how angry the Democrats are and what happens after the establishment candidates begin to drop out. When it becomes Howard Dean versus one of the others, who comes out on top and whether the Democrats are able to rally around an establishment candidate if it turns out to be an establishment candidate.
Christopher Caldwell is a senior editor at the Weekly Standard. Thanks so much.
No, thank you, Madeline.